What's up, podcast? Today we're talking about judgment. Stay tuned. So judgment is such an interesting thing, and I'm going to talk about a few different ways judgment affects us today. I'm going to talk about, first, judging other people. I think judging other people is something that I used to do, like everybody else, a lot, and I've slowly judged people less and less. And I've done that very intentionally because I realized how much of an issue it really was, because when you judge other people, you don't know, you know? It's like you don't have, in my opinion, the right to judge anybody else on what they're doing with their life and where they are, because you just don't know. Because, I mean, even like my sister, who I've known for forever, there's a lot of things in her life I just don't know. So if I'm not able to judge her based on what she's doing because I don't know enough, how am I supposed to judge some random kid at school or some person on the street or some person wherever or some person on the internet? Because it's like, you don't know. You don't have the context for where they are and what they've been through and where they're going and what else is going on in their life, where because of that, it's like, can you really be judging their action? Now, there are certain exceptions for that. If they're like an abusive person, you can judge that action. Or if they're being extremely malevolent towards other people, it's like there's an action that you can judge them for. But like, you can judge their action, not who they are as a person. And when you stop doing that, it's like, one, it takes recognizing all of your own faults, you know? It takes seeing that a lot of the things that annoy you or that you judge other people are the things that you hate about yourself the most, or the things that you judge yourself for the most. And there's this reaction you see in other people to be like, oh, wow, how horrible are they? Because you feel like they're almost just throwing it in your face, if that makes any sense. And when you judge other people, it creates dissonance between you. And when you stop judging them, it's like there's a lot more peace and there's a lot more love and a lot more happiness there. It shows greater self-awareness, because as you become more self-aware, I found it's so much harder to judge other people. Because if you've taken what I've been saying more recently to heart about becoming all you can be and recognizing where you're lacking, when you recognize where you're lacking and you take responsibility and you own it, it's like you can't. You realize really fast that you can't judge anybody else for lacking either. I think that when you judge other people, it's fairly pointless a lot of the time. And I think that it's not something, I think it's a habit that a lot of people naturally have. I think that's one that I've worked very hard to be a very non-judgmental person. And I think in a lot of ways I've succeeded. And I've noticed that in just the way I've thought about people and the way they act and stuff, it's like there's so much more happiness in me because I'm not judging them. And I don't know exactly why that is, but I've noticed that. And there's so much more, I'm able to be a lot more kind and towards people, and it's a lot better. I think we also judge ourselves really harshly. I think a lot of people are their own worst critic, and I think that that's not a good thing when it's in an unhealthy amount. Again, I talk a lot about you need to be self-aware about where you're lacking, and you need to understand how to kind of become adequate in those areas and how to become a better person. You need to realize where you're not a good person or things like of that nature. And I think that that's still an important thing. However, I think that one of the best ideas I've ever heard about it that helped me a ton was by Dr. Jordan Peterson. He says to treat yourself as if you're someone who you truly care for, who you're in charge of helping. You know, like if there was a child in your situation in life, if you thought about yourself in the third person as if you were your own child, how would you help them? What would you have them do? And then do those things. But you do that not judging them for not knowing what they don't know, or you don't judge a child on what they did because they didn't know better. You don't hate yourself because you're lacking. You love yourself in spite of that, and you love yourself because you're moving forward. And that's why I think making a conscious act to take responsibility for the good and bad in you and to walk forward in life and in character development is such an important thing, because if you have low self-esteem, it's like maybe you don't deserve to have a high self-esteem. That sounds super brutal, but it's like if you are someone who you really judge yourself and you have a really low opinion of yourself, it's like maybe you should. Maybe that's a signal that you're not all you can be, and that's your, I don't know, your soul telling you that. That's your unconscious being like, hey man, you got to get your act together. Maybe that's why you have a low self-esteem. And so when we judge ourselves, it's like you have to do it lovingly, not necessarily with abundance of kindness, but you want the best possible outcome for yourself. That's what, when you love someone, that's what it is. And so when you love yourself, it's like you take responsibility for your actions and who you are, and you walk forward and you are self-aware, but not necessarily judgmental. And I think that if you, like I said in an episode earlier this week, I struggled for a really long time with a really low self-esteem. And I noticed that once I decided to like take responsibility for that and take responsibility for my own existence, kind of, and take responsibility for everything I do and had done and will do, it became a large responsibility, but I didn't hate myself because I was like, okay, at least I'm moving forward. At least I'm kind of stumbling towards whatever light I can see, and at least I'm doing something. And I think that when we judge ourselves super harshly for things like that, it's not doing us any favors. And it's like, okay, you're not all you can be. So instead of kind of trying to either accept yourself in spite of that, which I think is a message a lot of people get, it's like, take responsibility for it and move forward with it. I think that that's kind of my view on, partially on self-judgment and self-love, the best I can put it right now. And I think that it's important not to judge yourself too harshly. It's important to not judge other people. And I've also noticed that as I judge other people less, it's like, because of the amount of empathy it takes to judge someone else and the amount of, I don't know, like love and kindness that takes and understanding, it kind of reciprocates towards myself unintentionally. And it's been, I think, one of the most important choices I ever made was to really try to not judge other people. And it's something that now is nearly just unconscious. Like, there's still times where I'm like, wait, why am I judging this person or something like that? But it's honestly relatively infrequent. And it's one of the things I decided to do that has definitely made me a much happier, better person. Now, the next thing I'm going to talk about is our fear of the judgment of others. And I think a lot of people are really afraid of other people's judgment and what other people are going to say about what they're going to do. And that's something that, honestly, recently I felt a huge kind of something in me telling me to talk more about my own experiences with certain things. And that's what the episode when I was talking about some of my mental health struggles and stuff. And honestly, it wasn't the best episode, I don't think. I don't think I said all the things I wanted to say in the best way, but I just was like, I'll put it out anyway, because I felt like I should at least just lay some type of foundation moving forward on talking about more of my experience. And it's like, I was super afraid of the judgment of other people on that. And I was super afraid. I'm working on publishing a book of poems right now. I'll let you guys know when that's done. But honestly, I am afraid to put it out, and I don't necessarily know why. I don't know if it's judgment. I don't know if it's just the intimateness of a poem. But it's the fear of judgment is such a crazy thing that cripples you from doing the things that you want to do, or the fear of like, oh, but they're saying I'm supposed to do this. But I think we need to take what you're supposed to do and be like, supposed to based on who, based on what? It's like, are you doing this because you're supposed to, because your parents told you, or a teacher told you, or YouTube told you, or is it you're supposed to be doing this because of yourself and who you are and what you feel called to do? It's like, you can't live based on somebody's definition of what your life should be, because it's not their life, because they're not you, because you have different experiences and views and values and you're a different person. So you need to make your life your own. And that's a responsibility, because then you have to figure it out. It's not something where there's no cookie cutter plan. You can't just like grab the go to high school, go to college, go to 9 to 5, you know, have kids by 30, whatever. It's like you're your own person, and the responsibility of figuring out what to do with your life and how to live it and what kind of person to be and what you're supposed to do. When that responsibility falls on you, I think that's one reason people don't necessarily take it up. I think it's the fear of judgment that they'll fail or that they're not doing what other people want them to. I think it's that fear, that lack of self-esteem, that I think that's one reason people don't do it. I think that one thing I've thought about a lot is like, if you're not living your life for you, it's all for nothing, because you have one shot at life. We're all playing the game, and no matter what, it's like we're all in. When you live life, you're all in. You have one shot, and it's gonna kill you. And so play the best game you possibly can, because if you don't, it's been my experience seeing in the eyes of older people and talking to people, it's like that's when you get filled with regret. And that's a horrible thing, because there's nothing you can do about it. And I think that you need to learn exactly what you're supposed to do based on you. And you need to learn how to not be so afraid of the judgment of other people. And you need to learn to live your life for you, because it's all for nothing if you don't do it for you. I think that's why judgment is such an important issue, and our fear of it, and the way we judge other people and we judge ourselves, because at the end of the day, if it's not properly managed and you don't use it in a productive way, for instance, self-improvement, and you don't manage it in that scenario, it's like, okay, it's going to damage your relationships with other people. It's going to make you more bitter and unhappy than you can be. It's going to make you hate yourself more than you should. It's going to stop you from doing the things that you feel are important and that make you happy. And it's like, that's why I think judgment is such an important thing to talk about, because it's something I want to continue to talk about, because for me, it's like, if it's not something I dealt with, the things I feel are important that I'm doing right now, I wouldn't be able to do. Because a year and a half, something like that, I cared a lot about other people's judgment. I spent literally hundreds of dollars of my own money on different shoes and sneakers, and I did and said things because I was afraid of what would happen if I didn't, because I didn't have enough confidence in myself, because I didn't have the self-esteem, because I feared the judgment of other people, and I had a lot of resentment towards other people because I judged them, and I resented myself the most because I judged myself the most. And that's one thing where it's like, that's where, for me, judgment led. And letting go of it, it's been a whole new life, really. It's like I'm with people and friends who I really enjoy and who I'm close with. And I'm becoming the kind of person that I'm proud of, if that makes any sense. And it sounds almost narcissistic, but it's really not. It's like I have a higher self-esteem because I've tried super hard to become someone who I felt deserved that. And that was my drive for becoming trying to become a better person. And I think that's what a lot of people could benefit from. It's like, if you're suffering, that's why I've been preaching so much about responsibility and meaning and doing you and self-esteem. It's like, because that's the game. Because it's important. And again, it's like I'm working on a book where it's through metaphors and writing, a pretty intimate thing, and I've been talking about some more intimate issues of mine and how I dealt with them and things like that. And it's like if I was the person I was a year and a half ago, I still cared about judgment as much, I would never be even able to come close to having a podcast or writing a book or publishing it, let alone having them become what they have been. I never would have been able to have the friends that I do. It's a mind-bogglingly important thing in my experience. And so I think you should try to figure out whose judgment it is that you're afraid of. There's some people where, like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, the judgment of your parents and your siblings and your best friend from high school. It's like, yeah, that makes sense. That's going to be a lot harder to learn to not care about their judgment. Then also, a lot of people care about the judgment of, you know, smiley face 43 on a YouTube video or an Instagram post they did. And it's like, you're going to let some person whose name you don't know, who's never met you, who has one 30-second clip of content of you, and their judgment based off of that, you're going to let that stop you. Or you're going to let the fact that you're somebody else who, yeah, maybe you're really close to them, maybe you really care about them, but you're going to let the fact that they don't necessarily approve or they don't agree 100% with what you're doing or what you want and what you need is slightly different than what they want for you. And you're going to let that stop you from living the one life you were given. I don't know. It seems, it's not like I don't get it. I really do. I really do. But it's important to me that you learn to have enough self-confidence and self-esteem and be okay enough with yourself and to not judge other people so that you can have a better, more fulfilled life. I guess that's kind of my two cents. Well, with that, thank you all so much for listening. You guys are all absolutely amazing people. Thank you, again, just so much for all the support you give. If you want to give a little bit more support and a little bit more love, feel free to hit the support link in the show notes below. For just the price of a single cup of coffee a month, for like $1 a month, you can do a whole lot to help support the podcast. It would really mean the world to me. That money will go towards new recording equipment, stuff like that. It would be really cool if you would do that. If you got anything out of it, out of this episode, make sure you share it on Instagram, Facebook, make a post about it, hit the little share thing, text it to a friend. Whatever it is you do, share it around or not, up to you. If you liked it and thought it was good content, leave a review in Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff, and have a really amazing week. Remember, don't judge yourself too harshly. Don't judge other people because you don't know, and make sure that you are less afraid of the judgment of other people. Because at the end of the day, it's all for nothing if it's not for you. Have a great rest of your week.